Growing up in Brazil, Jairo Santos had big dreams of being the next great footballer for his country. When he moved to the U.S. at the age of 15, he fell in love with a different kind of football. And his dreams and aspirations remain just as big.
54 yards, this would be a career high for Santos. The snap, he got it away. That's got the leg. It is good. Jairo Santos from 54 yards.
When I first saw him, I said, this can't be our kicker. I said, you guys got to be kidding me. You know, he hadn't touched the weight. Then after that, I just saw him kick the ball. And it was just one make after another after another. I said, hey, this guy may be pretty good.
When I first got to see him kick, I thought he was a good talent. I've been hanging around Blair Walsh, kicks for the Vikings now. If you shut your eyes, they sounded the same coming off the foot. Even looking at it, the ball carried the same.
Good snap. Kick is away, and it is good. It's got the leg.
We got, about two or three games into this thing, and, you know, we weren't scoring very many points on offense, and, you know, he was just making them, and he was making them, and he was making them.
It's got the leg. Good.
Then I think it was pointed out to me that this guy's making them all.
As Santos remains 3 for 3, as he remains perfect.
I always told him, let's try to go 1 for 1 how many times in a row. See how many times we can do that.
Middle of the field, 44-yarder.
He had full confidence in him. You know, no matter where the ball was, you had a good feeling that it was going through the uprights.
Put it down, good snap. Santos's kick is up, and he remains perfect.
Everything clicked. My kicks were going well. Snap hold was perfect. I was just so confident in a good ball.
Good evening. Presented by the Orange Bowl, the Lou Groza Award was started by the Palm Beach County Sports Commission 21 years ago, and it honors the top place kicker, Jairo Santos, Tulane University.
I remember my family was sitting right next to me and yelled like it was a World Cup goal. I never forget that sound of them right here, you know, especially my dad being there. One of the best moments of my life.
21 for 21, the second.
It was very, very emotional for, you know, all of us because it was a total climax of everything he's worked for. And it was the first time his parents really understood how big football was in this country.
Jairo had proven his toughness time and time again throughout the 7 years he lived in the United States. Learning a new language and mastering a sport he had never played. But early in the fall of 2013, he received news that would test his resilience more than ever before.
Thank you guys for coming out. You know, it's just unfortunate that, you know, we're here and, you know, there's young men here from all over the country. And you got a young man who won a Groza Award and did everything that we could ask him to do. And 2 days ago, he lost his father in a plane crash, Jairo Santos.
Me and my family always talked on Sundays, and so I just thought it was going to be a normal Sunday call. And my mom just told me I had terrible news. So I had a feeling. I just had a feeling that was it. And he said, your dad passed away in an airplane accident.
When he told me, I mean, obviously it was an extreme tragedy. You know, Jairo was very close to his father.
We just want him to heal. And if he's at the game, he's at the game. If he's not.
Lost in the shuffle of a traumatic week was Tulane's high-profile showdown with the Syracuse Orangemen that Saturday. And at 26 straight, Cairo's consecutive field goal streak was becoming a national storyline.
We talked about it before he got on the plane to go to Brazil, that he was determined he was going to come back to play in the game because he knew his father would want him to do that.
I would have had a terrible time in Brazil just knowing that I'm missing the game. You know, I never missed a game at Tulane. This makes me happy, you know, kicking footballs and playing a sport that I love so much. And I knew that's what my dad would have liked me to do. I remember, you know, throwing up before the game and you know, throwing up before even going out to kick, you know, just that terrible feeling that, you know, you're thinking about it.
I knew his head wasn't totally there and that he was trying to get through it and trying to play the game. But it was difficult to watch because you were afraid what was going to happen and what ultimately did.
26, this one's blocked. First miss since the end of 11. The Orange have been phenomenal on
two things happened. I thought it was a bad snap and we kind of let a guy go. It was unfortunate because he would have made the kick, I thought, pretty easy.
You know, it was very disappointing to see the streak end. He did everything he could possibly do. It was his time finally.
It was tough battling with thinking about my family, you know, doing the games, trying to focus on kicks. And I needed to be so strong about it and keep that dream alive that I wanted to be in the NFL. That's really what kept me going every day.
Cairo just, he lets everything come to him. He's just next step, next day, next kick, you know, mentality. That one for one, it's the only times we can do it. He was just able to respond and keep going with the flow.
We're going to watch these 14 seconds just tick down and get your guy, Cairo Santos, out there to win the game.
And they want nobody else but him with the game on the line. It is a 27-yard attempt. He is 17 of 18 from 30 yards or less on the season. This is for the win. And he can't help but feel good for Cairo Santos as he wins the game for Tulane.
East Carolina was a game that went into overtime. We'd gotten a turnover, and, you know, traditionally you're going to drive the ball down as close as you can get, and then if you score, you score, and if not, you kick a field goal. We just said, you know what, Cairo's automatic, let's just kick the field goal and go home.
We're going to try to win the second straight game. Snap is good, ball is down, it is away, and it is
kept plugging away, and this kicker is sensational. Best kicker in the country.
Do it for my teammates and my family. I pointed to the sky and I said it's for him.
Cairo, what would you say is your biggest strength as a kicker?
I think because I'm not a big guy, strong like the other NFL kickers. I rely on technique and consistency. So I
think the first time I heard Cairo Santos' name is when he became a member of the Chiefs. And you're like, who's this guy?
Well, we first heard about him when he was one of the invitees to the combine. So we watched all his college tape. That was our first contact with him, really, just us looking at tape. And we felt like he was the best kicker coming out of the combine. You know, we had talked prior that I wanted to create some competition for Ryan Succop.
You know, I think Succop was a solid, steady kicker. You knew what you had with him. You knew he was going to knock through most of the easy kicks. So I think that's what made it a little bit surprising when the Chiefs went out and brought in a guy that you knew, based on his qualifications, was a real challenge.
To be totally honest with you, Cairo didn't have as strong a leg as Ryan, you know, as far as kickoffs and leg strength, as far as depth of kick goes, but he was a little bit more accurate. We saw that he was able to do it, and he was going to be able to compete. You don't know that until a guy gets in that atmosphere, and he was making all his kicks. So then we knew going into training camp that we were going to make it 50-50. And we said, you know, we're going to really create some competition for Ryan. By every time he kicks, you know, Cairo gets the same amount of kicks, and we're going to keep track of it and let him compete that way.
Competition is real. We're excited about Cairo and what he's able to bring.
The team will talk about competition, and there usually is competition at every other spot, but when you made it even reps for both the way the Chiefs did, you knew that this is different than years past. This guy really has a chance to make the team.
A 27-yard attempt here for Succop, who is in the fight for the kicking job with rookie Cairo Santos. And Suckup's kick is split right down the middle.
Cairo Santos from 28 yards.
Unfortunately, in the games, they didn't get a lot of opportunities, neither one of the kickers. I was like, this is not good because there just was no chances. And I thought it was close, but I thought he had to really do something.
Santos, he's got a legit chance to win the job, and he's got a 44-yard field goal.
After 3 months and countless kicks, a fierce competition reached its conclusion with the final round of cuts. Just days before the 2014 season, the Chiefs finally made their choice.
Decision's made. You're going with the rookie. What are your thoughts on it?
No.
At least that's what I heard.
Yeah, I'm excited about seeing him.
I remember the deadline. It was at 3 o'clock of the Saturday, I believe, right after the deadline. I get a call from somebody at the Chiefs, and they said, "Cairo, congratulations. You're a member of the Kansas City Chiefs." I was just, that moment, I'll never forget, you know, dream come true.
How's it feel, man? How's it feel to make this roster?
It feels great. You know, that's what we've been working for since I came here in May. You know, I just had that dream and I kept working every day. And I'm just completely honored to make this team and be a part of the Chiefs. So I'm just excited to get this going now.
Approach the position or the individual any different when he's a rookie as opposed to a veteran?
A little bit. You know, you're going to manage him a little bit different. You know, you kind of got to get his feet wet and get him going. And, you know, hopefully you have a couple short field goals first and then you go. And it doesn't always work out that way, but that's, you know, you hope that that's the case.
He was nervous. You know, there's no question. It's a big difference between preseason and regular season game when the whole stadium's full and everybody's counting on you to be that guy.
There is more pressure. You get that feeling of I'm the only one out here, and you have a tendency to kind of, you know, pucker up or, you know, tense up.
Tennessee won the toss. They have deferred, so Kansas City will be getting the opening kickoff from their former kicker, Ryan Succop.
So I remember overthinking so many things that game. I wanted to do well.
A 35-yard attempt here for Cairo Santos, who won the tight...
First was a short field goal that I was playing the wind way too much.
Placement is down by Santos, and he kicks it. It hits the right upright, and it's still good.
I should have hit it better, but the ball didn't move. I felt like I had the next kick figured out.
A 48-yard attempt, and Santos lines it up, and it hits the left upright this time. It's no good. He hit the right upright on the first, and it went over this time. The ball hooks right to left and hits the left upright, and the Titans hold.
It was a bad performance all around for him. He was lucky to get out 1-for-2, and it was an ominous start, no doubt.
Cairo made one field goal, an extra point, and missed one from the 30-yard line. And there are no excuses for that. Everybody has trust that he'll get that worked out.
First one's always something new, you know, a lot of emotions, you know, being something you've always dreamed of. But now it shouldn't be anything new. Now it's back to work and back to staying with my same routine and just thinking about Denver.
Welcome to the Mile High City, the AFC West rivalry renewal of Kansas City and Denver.
Let's do it, 5.
The second week was a very disappointing kick that I missed.
Hot right!
This will be a 37-yard attempt. Santos, high-spinning kick is up, and he missed it.
And that's happened to me throughout the course of my career where you're just like, man, I'm just not hitting it like me. What's going on? And that's where Cairo was. He's like, I feel good. It's just not coming off my foot right.
Cairo, you got to talk to him something.
Yeah, I know.
I told him that, you know, this happens to everybody. You're a rookie. This is something that is going to make you stronger, better, and last longer.
You just got to hang in there, and you're only good as your last kick. Me too.
It was a learning process those 2 weeks. I asked Coach Tobe the next week of practice for us to go in Arrowhead and kick more kicks there.
What we did is something that I used to do when I first got used to kicking in that stadium. We go down there at 1 o'clock where we know, hey, we're probably going to be kicking about now during the game.
You know, when you kick a field goal, you got to pick a point beyond the uprights. And what he was able to do is pick different points, like whether it's a doorway or a window that's in the building. And that really helped with his confidence.
After you have a certain amount of those kicks, once you walk into a pregame, you kind of have the sense for, man, this wind is really strong, but if I hit my ball like we've done all week in this same stadium, I know it's going to stay true as long as I hit, you know, a good solid ball.
As Cairo struggled early in the 2014 season, many suggested the Chiefs would begin to look for another kicker. And in fact, they did. though not for a tryout.
It was John Dorsey's idea. John made contact with Jan, and, you know, first it was him and I, and we talked about Cairo, and I felt like he really, you know, he needed to talk to Cairo.
I told him, I said, the only thing I can see, there's no point to change anything. You're a great kicker. The main thing I told him is that you are very good at what you're doing. Do everything you can to be positive and believe in yourself, because you are very good.
I think that he just had to kind of take a step back and just remember that his foot got him there and that his foot is going to keep him here.
Cairo rebounded after a slow start, converting all of his kicks over the next three games. But an even bigger test awaited him in the Week 7 matchup against the San Diego Chargers.
Novak has hit 30 field goals in a row. Placement is down, and Novak, who has been just automatic for this team, he's got enough leg, and he's got it. The game is tied at 157 remaining on a 49-yard field goal by former Chiefs kicker Nick Novak.
I remember when Novak hit the field goal to tie the game, Coach Tome came to me and said, you're going to win this game for us. And I said, I want it. I want to.
Two things here. You'd like to drive and win the game, but you sure don't want to give San Diego a chance.
Oh, no.
I know a lot of people are saying they better get it pretty close. Smith better get him down. They're knocking on the door for this one to work, because it's the rookie that's going to take a shot at it.
Clock moving at 20-20 tie. Alex Smith's mobility keeping this alive. Four-man rush, slant. Kelsey's got it. Breaking a tackle. Now two. He's down to the 38 of San Diego. Alex Smith, out pattern. Caught by Kelsey. Makes a man miss. Darts inside. Gets down to the 30-yard line.
34 seconds left. Chiefs down to their
fourth and two, and here comes young Cairo Santos.
They leave it to a 48-yard field goal, and there was some disappointment. The offense couldn't get it closer, and I would say that there was a feeling that Santos had about a 10% chance at best. I mean, there was very little optimism that he was going to put that kick through.
He never really made a game winner yet, so, I mean, sooner or later he's going to have to be in that situation.
And this would be placed down at the 38. It will be a 48-yard attempt with 26 seconds remaining in the game.
We line up. They don't have any timeouts, so I know it's this is happening. It's go time.
Santos. Placement is down. Santos, strong leg, going right to left. The kick is up, and the kick is good. He got it. Asante Ebol, Portuguese, for it's up, and it's good. The Brazilian kicker, a right-to-left hook shot for 48 yards out. The Chiefs have a 23-20 lead.
I saw that it started a little bit right of where I was aiming, but as soon as he took that turn inside, I just looked at Dustin, and he had his hands up.
I've seen that draw 1,000 times now out of him. And so, you know, you're just like, that. We got him at home.
It was gut-wrenching for me. I just wanted it to happen for him so bad. And when it did, I was running up and down the halls like everybody was wondering, what happened?
How confident were you going up to him?
Pretty confident. Had a couple kicks in a row now, so that helps the confidence. And you know, I was just calm. And from now on, you know, trying to make every kick. So the opportunities come, and I just want to keep making them.
Cairo's biggest ability is always how he handles pressure. He's just always had this ability to put things out of his mind and focus.
I think that was really the day he became the Chiefs kicker. It wasn't in question anymore. He had proven that he could handle tough situations and he could make big kicks. And I think that really springboarded him to the rest of the year.
Toss power trap.